so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the intro is back, the boys are back, the good sound levels are back, and this is the About Last Night show. I'm Brad Williams, my co-host over there, Adam Ray.
Hey-o.
And Depressing Dick on the sound effects, soundboards, he's back there. He'll come up sporadically across the show.
Dick, are we the only people that have labeled you Depressing Dick? Like, have there been, I'm curious, as soon as we came up with that, if there's been other points in your life when people are like, Jesus, Depressing Dick, stop being such a fucking downer. Which I would not.
Darren calls me depressing sometimes.
Does he?
Sometimes, but not on the air.
Okay, yeah, Darren, who is your partner on the Dick and Darren podcast.
Yeah, you guys got to come on, by the way, as a duo. Because, Dick, you're already a high contributor to the About Last Night podcast.
Yeah. I'd love to. We love your show. You guys got one of the best shows here.
Okay, easy, dude. No fucking, you know, you could have.
I had to qualify it saying one of the best because they all listen to it. And,
you guys are the number one show, aren't you?
We have the most downloaded, yes.
Jesus.
Okay, people.
All right. Well,
get on the boards.
Get on the computers.
Get on the computers.
Log into iTunes.
Tell all your friends. And trust me, we're not a hard sell.
No, dude.
You just have to say, dude.
Did you listen to the intro song?
That's
a midget
quality.
And a Jew?
That's it.
So why don't you sit down and...
Yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I felt like I was cheating on you this weekend because I had a Jew opening for me. And
how dare you?
It was a midget and a Jew, and like he was saying that during his set, and I'm like, hey man,
whoa,
hey man, don't talk, you're not replacing Adam Ray, bro.
There's only one Jew in your life,
exactly.
With these pipes,
you guys might want to change that because we have a show called A Jew and a Mexican, and Mexicans are short.
That's like midget light. Mexicans are like the diet midget.
That's hilarious.
Are Mexican midgets even shorter than Rick?
They're fucking tiny. They're fucking tiny. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, my God. And I'm glad March is finally ending.
Are you? Why?
Because March is the worst month to be a midget, dude. St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hate that holiday. Fuck that holiday.
How many invites to dress up as leprechauns and come to parties?
Oh, my God. I mean, tons. And
I mean, several, but...
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I wasn't a working comedian, I would definitely still be able to feed myself during the month of March just based on, like, personal appearances and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's just like... Because everyone loves St. Patrick's Day, as they should. You know, you go out, you get drunk, and even the blackest, hoodiest guy that normally talks like, what's up, motherfucker? You know, he goes out to the bars and goes, how about a pint of Guinness for my mates? You know, he's doing one of those, like, and everyone's having fun. But I go out there, I go to the bars on St. Patrick's Day, and people just looking at me like, he knows where it is.
He knows where the candy's at, he knows where the rainbow's at.
I fucking hate
people
that,
probably
man.
Do at the bar want to be around you on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, because also you get to a certain level of inebriation where you start creating, again, like we've talked about, midget stereotypes.
Sure.
Or midget just myths. And so I'm sure, I know I would, if I was at a bar and I saw you and didn't know you, I'd be like, I need to be near this guy at like midnight because
something awesome's going to happen.
Dude, he's going to go into some sort of fucking Mario Brothers warp zone or like Skittles are going to fall just over him.
A little pipe's going to pop up.
He's going to jump into it and go to another party.
Yeah, that's how midgets transport. You didn't know that? Through the Mario Brothers pipeline system.
Wow. Dude, what a great... Remember like on those old Nickelodeon game shows where like you would... like where you'd be looking at the screen and you mm-hmm. like, you'd like be playing in the video game?
Oh,
Legends of the Hidden Temple, I think.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I would love to see Brad.
And Nick Arcade, too.
Nick Arcade. With the black host that was like... Dude, senior year of college at SC, Nick Arcade came on at 1:30. Tony Danza show came on at 2:00. It was the stoniest hour of television,
right?
Of my life.
Oh my God!
Because he'd come out there, this black host, I forget his name. Dick, if you want to look up a clip of him, Nick Arcade host, but this guy would come out and the music was like bam 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 bam, and he would always make up a song during it. So like they'd go from behind the podiums to like a video game. So he'd be like, "Follow me over to the game. We're gonna play and have some fun. Oh yeah!" Like he just do these stupid like Nickelodeon kid clean songs, but he was so goofy. And anyway, so they play in these games. I want to see you superimpose in Super Mario Brothers 3 going through the warp zone tubes.
That would be great.
But actually, but not.
Do you have control of Mikey, Yellow Team? What do you want to move him?
Is that it?
Yes.
Is that him?
Up again.
That sounds like a 4-year-old having an orgasm. That's not good. Well, here you go.
Is that it?
That's all they
have. Okay. Any other clip?
We'll look for one. But yeah, they always had that dude. And who did the Legend of the Hidden Temple? Was that the redheaded guy?
Well, they had Michael Malley from Guts.
Oh, well, Michael Malley from Guts. That was classic.
Now let me ask you this: what would be the most frightening thing for you in Super Mario Brothers 3 if you were trying to navigate through that game?
You know what? You know what it would be?
And you're speaking for all dwarves about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, all like, dwarves. I'm
are you afraid
taking their burdens on my tiny little shoulders?
Because a turtle shell, that's coming at you at like
oh, yeah, jumping over a turtle shell?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that, yeah,
or maybe it's the fireballs. I mean,
I would do, because I really, like, I have a problem with, and I know this sounds stereotypical because I'm a midget and all, but I really
erectile
don't like
dysfunction.
Heights.
No, dude, that's a normal thing for lots of people, especially dwarves.
But when
it's so big, sometimes you don't know how and when to use it.
When Mario would get the leaf and turn into a raccoon and start flying, I'd have problems with that. Because it's like, I'm flying, but it's just my tail that's like doing it. We're going full stoner on this episode, aren't we? We're like analyzing.
You don't
Mario
have to smoke
Brothers.
Pot, dude. This is a great conversation. You couldn't talk about this for an hour?
So if you could have any of the Mario Brother powers, what would you have?
Well, what power? I mean, shoot.
Because they got
the star. They got where you can just basically touch anything.
And kill it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little violent.
you'd have the pellets.
I think I'd want to fly. I think I'd want to be able to fly because there was a giant portion of my life where I really wanted to fly.
Uh-huh.
And I actually would get, like, legitimately upset that I couldn't fly. I think I was, like, 9 years old and I just wanted to fly so bad.
Okay. Yeah. And so.
What a great response. Yeah, okay, cool. Okay. That's not fucking weird at all.
Well, like, do you think that having the raccoon tail and the ears would kind of mess up your game?
No,
or do you
dude.
Think you'd
I,
be
if,
like, you
no,
own
no,
that?
If right now, if you said, hey, you can fly, but you have to have a raccoon tail and ears right. for the rest of your life, sure, dude, I guess I'll be the raccoon comic that flies.
That fucking flies.
Oh, by the way, I don't have to fucking pay for
Look
extra
at this
baggage
traffic.
Fees anymore.
You just go?
Yeah, dude. I mean,
perfect.
But now we raise the question, would I just fly to my gigs and not pay for the air? I mean, I definitely save a lot of money there.
Sure.
But it's like, all right, well, how exhausting is it to fly?
Now
we're getting into territory.
Well, speaking of animals and flying, let me tell you this story.
Let me tell you this real quick, though.
Okay.
At the haha on Friday night, speaking of animals and flying, I'm doing a joke and I pause. And it's a great crowd. The show was going great. But at one point, I just kind of pause and let the laughter die down. I was just kind of having a moment. All of a sudden, a gnat flies kind of like right by in front of me. And it was so close to me and so everybody could see it because the haha's kind of, you know,
intimate
in the lighting.
Yeah.
So I see it fly right in front of me. And so I kind of stop and I start looking at it flying in front of me. People start laughing because they were just, you know, at one point people get so on board with you. They're just like,
I don't care.
They're watching you watch a gnat fly and they're kind of laughing.
Right.
So I'm watching it. It flies right in front of me, goes straight into the wall at the haha and just hits the wall. And then one guy goes, he tried to kill himself, man. And I go, wow. I go, that fucking, because I had done a few jokes prior that like had you know, got mixed reactions. And I was like, wow, this fucking bug, like what a heckling sign. Like, you know your set's going bad when a gnat who is probably already going to die at some point, because I don't know what their lifespan
is, like 8 hours. Like they're born, they just go, gotta fuck, and
somebody,
die.
But dude, a gnat is trying to constantly not get fucking slapped out of the air, right?
Sure.
So it literally goes right by me into the wall. And I was like, dude, what did I say that made that gnat go, dude, that is the shittiest Olive Garden bit I've ever heard. I'm out.
That gnat really hates Tony Danza. He was never a
fan. Well, here's the thing, Brett. A lot of gnats.
Interrupting Tony Danza.
Well, yeah, we did an episode of Who's the Boss in 1992. I think that was the year of the Dream Team. We tried to get David Robinson and Patrick Ewing to
Last time you were relevant.
You know what, man? I've been relevant I'm the only guy to be relevant. This is a true fact. You can Wikipedia this. I mean, we've got to be relevant for 3 decades. Yeah. And I've got a show coming back.
Do you, Tony?
I'm doing a
show?
I'm doing a one act puppet show called. Yeah, I'll put it up there.
Well, that's probably a great idea now that the whole Elmo thing happened.
Oh, it's great, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Elmo, you know, I feel really bad for that guy because, you know, he brings a lot of joy to kids.
Absolutely.
And it turns out he was bringing a lot of joy to kids.
A lot of joy to kids.
But, you know, let me tell you, Brad. I'll tell you about my feelings about Elmo in a little song. Well, I grew up watching Elmo as a kid. Didn't know he was fucking them. Everybody thought he was just teaching them how to spell. Turns out he was teaching them how to give hand jobs. But, you know, Sesame Street is still pretty great. I bought a Tickle Me Elmo for my kids, but now they don't love me. Anyway, it's another story. But, you know, you get the picture. Basically, Elmo is an icon, and I hope he figures it out, because I love that guy.
Thanks, Tony. Thank you for making an appearance.
Thank you, Brad.
Oh, my God.
All right, so what happened with your story?
All right, here's the thing. I flew to Tampa, Florida.
Home of the Devil Rays.
Thank you, Brody Stevens.
Interrupting Brody Stevens.
Interrupting Brody Stevens.
God, I mean, I would welcome that.
Yes, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Devil Rays, Evan Longoria, sounds like Eva, not the same person. One has a dick.
But did fuck Tony Parker. Yes, got it. Point guard for the Spurs knows Tim Duncan and Brent Berry.
Fly to Tampa, and had a bunch of About Last Night listeners come up to me. That's at awesome. Tampa Improv. So if you came to those shows, thank you so much for coming out to the shows.
They're starting to multiply, man.
Yeah, we're like rabbits. They're going forth, and you know, they're just boning.
Yeah, they're like Michael Keaton in Multiplicity,
which is the best concept ever.
Yeah.
But I have to fly there kind of late on Wednesday, so I can do early morning radio on Thursday morning.
Right.
So,
how's that going, by the way, for you? Morning radio. Are you still love it?
Yeah.
Because I've done a handful of them with you. You're always great. Everybody always loves you.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed because that early. You're just on. Like, you just don't think twice about it. Or you understand how important it is for the weekend sales.
I mean, I know that I'm the guy that, at this point in my career, you can't just put my name on the marquee and it's like, holy shit, Brad Williams sold out.
Sure.
Like, I'm not there yet. So I have to go on morning radio and I have to sell it and I got to sell the show. So I'm looking at that as my opportunity.
And you really can, for our listeners who don't know much about morning radio for comedy clubs, you really can.
Yeah.
I want to say make or break, but you can get a significant increase by having a funny morning that, hey man, goes out to, I don't know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, probably.
Depending on the market, depending on the show. And it's always fun, and it's always interesting because it's a challenge because, I mean, here's the thing. Some people
can't
say,
be too edgy, but you want to be edgy enough so that they go, cool.
I want to hear more.
And you also want to give an accurate depiction of yourself and your comedy, because if you're really clean – and they come see you and you're not, so it's like...
Yeah. And you always got to... Depending on the market, there's a lot of great morning radio show guys out there, but there's some that are just fucking...
Oh, yeah.
They're like the comic that failed, and now they have a morning radio show.
We're here with Brad Williams. Brad Williams, Brad Williams, Brad Williams.com, Brad Williams Comedy.com, Brad Williams from Florida, California. Brad, you're a comedian. When did you start being a comedian? Brad Williams.comedy. We'll be right back with the weather and sports. It's like, dude,
I'm going to be at the club. Guys. And I won't say which ones I don't like, but there's definitely... like. There's some that I love. Obviously, Kevin and Bean here in Los Angeles.
Of course.
Love them. Lewis and Floorwax in Denver. Todd and Tyler out in Omaha. Who's DJ Laz, the pimp with the limp. Oh, my God. That dude's in Miami. Fucking love that dude.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and there's a ton of really, really great radio guys. But then there's some that just... they talk over you. Like you were just doing. And they're just like... and
they set you up for a bit. And then they cut you off.
Oh, that happened in Tampa. Like, this guy set me up for this brand new joke that I just wrote, and I'm literally I'm at the punchline, and right before I get to the punchline, and by the way, it's 15 seconds before the punchline.
Yeah, pull back your ADD for a minute. Bro.
Yeah, this is a minute 30 with a little big
wrecked him, damn near killed him.
It's not that. I get right to the punchline. The guy goes, "So being short, that's got to be tough, right?"
Jesus.
I'm just like, God damn it, really?
Jesus, man.
Like, I mean, what? That, I don't know which annoys me more, that or...
is that how he brought it up, or was it established? At what point in the radio interview is it established that you're a dwarf?
I try to do it right away.
You do? You don't, like, it's because... or do they...
I try to do it right away.
Yeah, because if they do it, that's kind of fucked up. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not that it's fucked up. It's just that
hey, man, if it's you, you should be able to deliver the reveal.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And I do it because then if they do it, I don't like to leave it in their hands.
No.
I trust myself. Yeah. I'm the comedian. And then I need to do it right away because if I reference it at a later time and I haven't talked about the fact that I'm a dwarf yet, yeah. I forget, oh shit, it's radio. They don't see me.
Yeah.
They don't, like, you know, and you can't tell by my voice. I'm not like, hold us up on the middle of our house and now you all know.
Which would give it away.
Yeah, exactly. But so I'm flying there, late night flight Wednesday. And what happens on late night flights? The flights go dark so you can sleep, right?
Sure.
That's what you do. So you can get there and get all refreshed. The lights are staying on, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and all the passengers are like, why are the lights on? And I ring my little button, and I say, hey, why are the lights on, to the stewardess? And she says, oh, the lights are on.
Sorry, little boy, yeah.
The lights are on because we have a woman who has an anxiety dog, and if the lights go off, the dog gets scared and barks. Fuck you! Are you serious?
Wow, an anxiety dog.
The anxiety dog
first of all,
gets
you can't
scared and barks?
First of all, you just have a dog. You don't have to. If you want a dog that bad, you don't have to make up some disorder.
Yeah,
no, that's not very nice. She's probably got some serious issues. Well, going but on. Like, but what is the dog helping you with?
Her anxiety dog needs an anxiety dog.
Well, what? Like, well, yo, what is the dog doing? So I mean, she's like, oh god, there's too many people on this plane. We're at this mall. I just want to get new socks. What is the dog going? Hey, Beck. Becky, it's fine. Just relax, all right? You're going to be cool. We'll walk out of here. We'll go to Nordstrom. We'll get the socks.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, dog. Yeah, no problem.
And I know you hear guys like Corolla talk about this on their podcast, but it's getting to the point now because I fly a lot. I'm seeing a lot of these service dogs. Now,
the blind dogs I get because
– sure. They have a legitimate – purpose. Okay, they stop you. But the whole thing with like, I have anxiety when I fly. I get nervous when I fly. Who fucking doesn't? Yeah. Who gets on an airplane and just goes, this is an enjoyable experience?
Yeah. Also, you're jumping onto an airplane with a group of strangers. You can't all of a sudden, like, we're all in this together. And you give up your privilege of, it's not about you at that point.
Right.
It's about, the only thing you should be able to speak up about is if, like, you know, I don't know, you were sleeping when they gave out peanuts and you didn't, like, you're like, everybody got peanuts but me.
Right, okay. Then, yeah, ring your bell, get about some peanuts.
Yeah, ring your bell.
But see, here's why I have a problem with this, is that the people who have these dogs, and it's the same people who take babies on a red-eye flight overnight,
yeah,
where the only purpose of a red-eye flight is to sleep. That's why you're on that flight, so you can sleep and be rested, and you take a baby that you know is going to cry.
Yeah.
Take them on the daytime flight where people are already awake. You know what I mean? So I don't get it. It's like you're putting all your needs ahead of everyone else on the plane. You're saying, I know everyone else is miserable on this plane, but whatever.
I need
a dog. Yeah. I need a dog so I can pet it. And
that's fine. Hold your dog. Maybe, you know, but you can't have the lights on the whole time because that's...
That's everyone wanted to go to sleep, and she's like, "My dog, if the dog gets dark and then it barks, who gives a fuck?"
Yeah, then put a muzzle on.
I wanted to drop kick the damn dog. I have a problem with anyone who thinks that their needs come above everybody else's, whether they be, I don't know, the people that park in temporary parking. They're just like, "Well, I need this," and then they park in temporary parking, but no one else is allowed to,
yeah,
or you know, just. That kind.
There's also the whole thing of it sounds like she's treating her dog like a person,
right?
And it's like hey,
it's a dog.
And I need to, you know, that's really, I draw the line with that. Like, obviously, hey, love a dog like a person,
sure,
because they're your companion. They give you this great sense of comfort, and you love them like a person. But people that are like, my dog's like my son, or my dog's like my, you know, whatever. It's like we're such different creatures. That you can't, like, if shit, look at the way we're disciplined. Like, there's a good friend of mine, this guy, Ryan Mervis, comedian. Mm-hmm. His 2-year-old dog, like, mm-hmm, a year ago, attacked his neighbor's 15-year-old dog, right?
Okay.
Like, viciously kind of went after it and beat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
All the neighbor did was go, hey, not cool, man. Make sure that doesn't happen again, right? Okay.
Good.
2-year-old dog attacking a 15-year-old dog. You know what that's like in human years? That'd be like if I walked out to Lancashire, walked up to a 90-year-old woman and just beat the fuck out of her just because I was in heat and didn't have a proper outlet to jerk off. and I couldn't get out my sexual frustration.
Just because your parents chopped your balls off because Bob Barker told them to. That is the equivalent.
Yeah, do you really think her husband would be like, hey, not cool, man. Could you tone down the 90-year-old beatdowns? All right, she's on her way out. Let her enjoy a couple afternoons.
Exactly. So, I mean, our dog's important. Absolutely. The last time I cried was when I had to put my dog down. Worst time of my fucking life.
Yeah.
I'm not saying dogs aren't important.
Would you bring a dog on and say, hey,
no.
Like, I get nervous.
No.
It's my dwarf dog. I don't know what you
it's my dwarf dog. This is my dude, we should train one of those dogs. Like,
what would you have it for? What would you have a dwarf dog for?
To get my bag up in the overhead bin?
To ride.
To ride. Yeah.
To ride.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute. You get off your seat, you get on the dog, and you ride it out of the terminal. Can you imagine sitting in the waiting area and everyone walks out, and then Brad rides out on a dog?
That would be so much better than what I'm doing right now, which is just buying those Heely shoes from Payless.
Do you roll out of the terminal gate?
Fuck yeah, roll.
Yo, so people are looking anyway.
Yeah.
Might
as well be riding a
dog. Might as well have a cowboy hat and ride that fucking dog and be doing one of these with a little bit of a lasso and maybe lasso somebody's Jamba Juice and grab it. And they're not gonna fucking put up a fight because they're going to be like, dude, a dwarf just rode out on a dog and lassoed my Jamba Juice out of my hand. He deserves that razzmatazz.
Dude, like, and you know what? That's a great idea because right now, like, the number one halftime show of the NFL last year was this guy
spinning plates.
No, better. This guy put a monkey on top of a dog.
On top of a horse, on top of a dwarf dog.
It's like turducken, but for entertainment purposes.
Wow.
The monkey rides the dog around the stadium.
What?
Yes.
And people go nuts.
And people go apeshit because everyone loves monkeys, and then everyone loves dogs. You combine the two, it's like joygasm.
Wow. Dude, what a great halftime show.
Right?
You know what's great?
Monkey riding dog.
Halftime shows are so... Do you understand what halftime shows are? Like, they really are... It's like the game ends, and it's almost like... The people who run the game are like, all right, we need more entertainment. What's gonna keep the people occupied and not make them want to leave because they might think the game's over?
Right.
Fucking get these two twin sumo wrestlers to like to balance on top of each other's butts like
that. Half-time
a guy spinning
shows.
Nine plates on a unicycle. Also, what about that?
That's why the terrorists hate us. We are out at an entertainment event. A great athletic entertainment event. You can watch LeBron James jump 9 feet over Jason Terry and do a dunk on his face that just makes the whole crowd go, holy shit, I have a new purpose to live. Halftime comes and you're like, what else you got?
Yeah. What else you got? Yeah. I need more entertainment. That's how fucking demanding. We need to be entertained. Give us more. And then dogs come out and jump over hurdles and catch frisbees in their mouths. And for me, halftime shows are always the same. When it starts, I'm like, oh, fucking, what is this bullshit? By the end of it, I'm like, do they do birthday parties? I would love to get the jumping frisbee dogs.
Oh, the jumping frisbee dog is great. I love
the plate spinning guy. I've already mentioned him, but he's mind-blowing. Do you understand? I can't spin a basketball on my finger. This motherfucker's spinning dinner plates that have probably already been used, so there's like all sorts of like meatloaf scraps on them. That's like the weight balance is good, and he's spinning like nine of them, and then the plates are on top of the plates, and he's on a unicycle.
Yeah, and I can't get my girlfriend to wash one fucking dish.
<He's> good night, folks.
He's spinning 22 plates. I like that one. I like the quick change lady.
Quick change lady?
You haven't seen the quick change lady?
She just changes from outfit to outfit?
Yes, but it's like ridiculously fast. Like she's wearing a cocktail dress.
Isn't that incredible?
They do the little quick change. A little hoop goes over her and then down, and now she's in a raincoat and all this other stuff. You're like, how the hell did you do that?
And then the hoop goes up again, and she's wearing a hat.
Yeah. And then she's wearing a dog on her head with a midget riding the dog. That's an outfit, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, that's her pitch, though. She goes in, they're like, all right, so we appreciate coming in here, Mary Pat. What's your halftime show? Well, I'm gonna start off by wearing a dress. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so far not exciting. But wait. A hoop is going to go up in front of me. Okay, what kind of hoop? Easy, buddy. All right. who's dropping the pitch? A hoop goes up in front of me, comes back down. I'm wearing a mermaid suit. It's like,
all right, go on.
Hoop goes up again, comes down. I'm covered in jizz. All right.
There's kids in the audience. This is it. And what do you call this act? The Aristocrats. Whoa! He brings it back.
What would your halftime show be?
Oh, my God. My halftime show.
Dude, why hasn't there been an all-dwarf halftime show? Or you bouncing on the trampoline.
Right? You know what? The Man Show had, like, girls jumping on trampolines.
I'm telling you, dude.
Who's to say dwarfs jumping on trampolines wouldn't be just entertaining? Uh-oh, Depressing Dick is coming
Dick
to the microphone.
Has walked around from the Oz curtain to drop some knowledge.
What's up, Depressing Dick?
How long is a halftime show?
About 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. Is it really that long?
People like to see games. That's why they're there for a game, right?
Why
not have another game, a short game, and it's all midgets playing football?
Because they'll do wheelchair basketball sometimes.
They will do that.
Time.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
All midgets playing football. I would watch that better than the original game.
Right?
Playing football?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
During a basketball game or just doing any game?
I thought it was a football thing. Right?
Okay. Yeah, we'll fucking pay attention to the podcast.
Can you imagine?
And then, maybe you'll know what we're talking about. No, it's that's a great idea.
Could you imagine the dwarf O-lineman? Like, he's the dwarf O-lineman. He comes in at a massive 4'3". Weighing 100.
You'd have to do intros.
Yeah, you'd have to do
weighing
intros.
Weighing 150
pounds.
It'll all be the same, yeah. Dude, that's incredible. The intros?
Yeah.
You bust out through the smoke, or maybe you're shot out in cannons?
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
Maybe just shot out in a cannon.
I would do that. I would fucking do that in a second.
Maybe a fan gets to shoot you out of a cannon for $50,000 if they make you into the hoop. Or no, you make you through a bullseye. They get to shoot you if they can shoot you through a bullseye.
Oh, who would
shoot you onto the dwarf dog, and if you and if you land upright, all right, now that's impossible. But you know what? The plate spinning sounded impossible,
right? And then that guy said, "Fuck you! Yeah. I'm gonna spin some damn plates." All right, if any of our listeners have connections to cannons,
dude, wow!
If any of you guys have that, there you go.
This Sunday, come for the Steelers and the Packers, but stay for midget football. It's the Munchkins versus the fucking, I don't know, Leprechauns?
The Munchkins versus the Leprechauns for the Pot of Gold Cup.
Dude, and if you were wearing Munchkin Leprechaun outfits while playing football.
Oh, my God. I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. Oh my God, that'd be so great.
That'd be great, dude.
Midget. See, there should be more midget-based sports. It's not exploitive. We just need our own fucking weight division.
A whole league?
Yeah. Midget UFC. I've been touting that forever.
Are you serious?
Me versus Wee Man, the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese. Let's do this thing. Let's get ready to rumble. Wee Man, I'm challenging you.
Wow.
Wee Man. Oh, yeah. This is the Macho Man, Brad Williams, Wee Man. Let me tell you what we're going to do. You're going to get in that ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese. You're going to be weighed down by 9 pounds of cheddar and Gouda on that pizza. And then the Macho Man, Brad Williams, is going to come off that netting that is put there to stop toddlers from flowing over the side. He's going to drop that mighty elbow that has a 3-inch diameter right into your solar plexus, Wee Man. And now here comes my buddy Hulk Hogan to do the catchphrase. What you gonna do, Wee Man, when 4'4" and these 9-inch pythons go pitter-patter on you? Woo!
Go pitter-patter on you.
Woo!
That's your t-shirt. What are you gonna do when these 9-inch pythons go pitter-patter on you?
Woo! I did three wrestlers right there.
Yeah,
I did Macho Man, I did a little Hulk Hogan, then threw a little Ric Flair. Woo! Threw that in the end. All right. We had 90s baseball players a couple of weeks ago, Crystalia.
Yeah,
we're going
a little left out.
We're going 90s wrestlers now. Don't make me bust out Coco Beware, motherfuckers.
Who is that?
You don't know who Coco Beware was? The Birdman? Coco Beware? Coco Beware would he
All right, you said his name three times. Is he going to appear on the table in a minute? Like you said, by the way, you just set the world record for the name Coco Beware said in 8 seconds. You don't know who Coco Beware is? Coco Beware? Dude, Coco Beware is fucking a hot chocolate spokesperson for underwear.
Yeah, he is. Coco Beware is a black wrestler. He would come out with a parrot, and he would do his little Coco dance, and it was awesome, man. He was the Birdman.
Coco Beware.
Yeah. Well,
what about Beware Coco?
No, it's Coco Beware, dude.
Yeah,
you gotta You gotta go OG with that. I'm gonna bust out some ravishing Rick Rude references.
Jesus.
Some Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
All right.
Woo!
We've lost some listeners. We've lost some adult listeners and gained like 69-year-olds.
Keep talking about wrestling.
They don't know who Coco Beware is. That's Coco's theme music.
Jesus.
Coco Beware.
Is he a wrestler in the 50s?
He'd come out flapping his arms. Woo!
Or did he come out during Soul Train? What is this?
it's Coco Beware's theme catchy. Music.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be cheering if you heard that and a guy with a parrot?
Yeah, I'd be cheering. I wouldn't be intimidated. Isn't that what he's supposed to be doing? He's coming out with doing show tunes wearing sparkly underwear.
Dude, it's funny.
I'm just assuming.
Like, you go back. There's Coco.
Oh, my God.
There's Coco with his soul glow on the perm.
Sure he wasn't an extra and I'm going to get you, sucker? That's a great outfit. Dude, the silver jacket with no shirt underneath, that's a great look.
Oh, my God. Oh, Coco was the best.
Speaking of no shirt, Abercrombie and Fitch greeters, enough is enough. Put your fucking shirt on. All right.
Are they doing no shirts now?
Now? It's been gone. Dude, I can't. Enough is enough, man. We're across from Universal Studios, which I used to work at and walk by Abercrombie all the time.
Right.
Just did it again today.
Yeah.
And the cologne is bad enough because the cologne, you can smell it from 500 feet away.
Absolutely.
And if it smelled like pumpkin pie, maybe I wouldn't have a problem with it. But it's blasting in your face. I don't know what the name of the cologne is, but by the smell.
Ode to douche.
It should probably be called Vanilla Unicorn Queef because that's what it smells like. That's what it smells like. I've not smelled the unicorn queef, but I smell that cologne and I'm like, yep, that's what it would smell like. But dude, the guy with no shirt, it's just like, that's not making me want to go buy your clothes.
Right.
All it's doing is making me, and he looks at you too with this look of like, hey, what's up? Remember when you kind of looked like this like 10 years ago? Yeah, you don't anymore. Yeah, what's up, man? Like, that's exactly.
Right. Like,
and what am I going to see? Prepubescent nipples and go, oh, that's right, I need to fucking get some jeans today. Like, put your shirt on, man. You're not making anybody. I guess, except, you know what, though? They're probably, the other dudes that look like him are probably, they're the ones who walk by and just go, hell yeah, dude. Or like, sweet gig. Or like,
well, like,
there's a shared look of like, we both fucking don't have to try too hard to get women.
If I looked like that, I would look
at We're peaking at 22.
I'd look at Amber Crop and go, well, obviously, I don't need to wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Ever.
I guess if you looked like that, why would you wear a shirt? Right?
I wouldn't. Dude, in Tampa.
Would you just walk around, dude? Can you imagine Brad just never wore a shirt?
Guys,
thing.
Guys do that in Tampa.
I know.
Oh, my God. It was like, all right, right across the street from the Improv in Tampa, there was a concert going on.
Bare Naked Ladies. Don't act like you don't know who they are.
He was a rapper. All right. MGK. It stands for Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know who this person
is. I thought it was Machine Gun Killer, but you know what? Yeah, you might want to soften it up a little bit. Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, well, he's a white dude.
Sure.
So, yeah, he's one of these white. He's kind of like that dude from We the Kings that we talked about like 9 million podcasts ago. But, his crowd outside looked
bananas.
Looked like something that Snooki would throw up.
Oh, God.
like, it was terrible, man.
Oh.
Like, the worst that Florida had to offer was across the street. And it was all, like, it was all between 18 and 22-year-olds. And it's funny, looking at that, it made me go, yeah, I'm glad I don't fuck 18 to 22-year-olds anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know.
It's fun until they talk. which, unfortunately, they inevitably have to do at some point.
Yeah, I mean. Well, and then all those girls, too, they're obsessed with things like The Bachelor, which nobody should be watching.
Right.
Which I regrettably will say that I did watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Because my dad sends me – he watches a lot of TV.
Okay.
And he sends me texts with highlights. First of all, he does not know how to use punctuation or emoticons, so he'll just text me, good day. And I know he means, like, question mark, you having a good day? Sort of like he's just shortening.
I thought like, that's how he said goodbye. Like, I said good day to you, son.
My dad is Gene
good
Wilder.
Good day.
My dad is Gene Wilder from Willy Wonka and Chocolate Factory. But, no, so he texted Bachelor on, wrote off on elephants. Hilarious. And so I'm like, cool. He just gave me the footnotes of this show. So I check it out, and, yo, I've never seen the show. They rode off into the Thailand sunset on endangered animals. This is like 5 dates in.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, quit fucking it up for the rest of us.
You're setting the bar
way too high. 5 dates for most dudes is, hey, I got a coupon for Outback Steakhouse and Pirates of the Caribbean 2 on Blu-ray. This motherfucker's riding on elephants in a foreign country. Like, it's fucking, you're just really, and you know what? Here's what sucks about that. Girls are now going to, like, that's why girls have this fantasy, like, when seeing the movies and TV with all these, like, storybook endings.
Right.
The way they want that. They can say they don't want that, but it's like they do want that. And it's And it's like there's no equivalent for dudes because if like if on the fifth date on The Bachelor, right? Let's say the girl goes, "Hey, so I really want to get that rose, so I brought another one of my friends, and we're gonna fuck you in the back seat of your Honda."
Okay.
So what if five dates in, the girl goes, "All right, well, I had a great time. This is just a random guy on a date," and they make out a little bit, and he goes, "Wow, okay, you're not gonna fucking, we're not gonna have a threesome in the back of my Honda." She's
right.
Like, "Why would you think that?" "Because I saw it on TV, bitch."
So it's gonna happen.
Like that's like you see the writing on of an elephant. So you expected that, like,
and that's translating into all walks of life now. Dates have got to be bigger now. Marriage proposals have got to be bigger.
Oh.
It's prom season right now. Speaking of 18 to 22-year-olds,
yeah,
it's prom season right now.
They're not getting married, but they're behaving in ways that's going to force them to get married.
I mean, getting pregnant on prom night.
You can't just ask a girl to prom. You have to do a whole
creative
hullabaloo.
But you should. Here's the thing, though. You should be creative. Like, we talked about this. Proposing to somebody on Jumbotron, not creative.
Not creative.
You're basically going, "Hey, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Hey, look at that. Eh?" Like, that's how you're asking the person to spend.
Right.
Not creative. It's got to be a personal, some sort of, like, interaction. Like, I wrote a funny song for my girlfriend in high school, right?
Right.
But, you know, now that she enjoyed it, and it was a clever way to do it, but the expectations, ladies got to meet us halfway. If we're going to be creative, you can't expect some. If I'm going to write a funny song for you, you came back, "Yeah, well, it's great. I mean, it would have been cool if you got Maroon 5 to sing it with you." Like, no, that's not possible.
No.
So you
asked a girl writing a funny song.
Yeah, with a funny song.
That's great. That's good.
And then we actually went to a Mexican restaurant, and I had the mariachi guys come out and play a thing, and then I got up and sang with them, and I sang the song to that.
In, like, a Mexican version of it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. See, you were creative.
And
now
then they poured salsa all over her.
You know, that's, well, what was it, you can't do that on television, yes. But, like, the Mexican version.
Restaurant version.
No se puede. Oh, salsa.
Yeah. Oh, salsa. Oh, my God. Please record "Oh, salsa" into my phone and let that be my ringtone. Brad going, "Oh, salsa.
Oh, salsa.
Welcome back to Mexico's favorite late night show, Oh, salsa. Con Brad Williams." Con Brad Williams.
"Hola. Me llamo Brad. Bienvenidos a Hola de Salsa."
Dude, that's all the stuff. How many times a show do you say "Oh, salsa"? Oh. Maybe every guest, you interview guests, and they get through like a minute of answering a question you ask them, and then you just pour salsa on them. And you go, and you look at the camera and go,
"Oh, salsa. It's a hit."
Oh, man.
It's going to late night TV. Woo! Salsa! It's salsa time con your host. I am Brad Williams. We're going to dance for 35 minutes straight while I interview the Carmen Electra. Hola!
Sí, puedo ir al baño con queso, Bradley Williams. Con salsa. Con corn. Con jueves.
All I do is keep saying with stuff. Yeah.
Con baja. Con baja fresh. Con pantalones. Con verde. Con cabeza azul.
With blue head.
Oh, salsa! Woo!
Dude, yo, it's just, wait, I'm the announcer saying cone, and it's all the different guests, like, all the different things that are going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Bienvenidos a Con Salsa. Con.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Turn the music off, Dick.
I'm having too much fun with that.
Oh. You know what? I got to say, we got to take a commercial break.
At some point.
Okay, yeah, we'll take it in a couple seconds here. Brad, that move you just did,
that move right there.
I haven't seen that move from you before.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the little, like, that's a salsa move, man.
Now, let me ask you this. How many dance moves? I was at a club the other night that I got dragged to, which I don't go to clubs a lot because I'm never prepared. I never have enough money. I never have enough dragons on my fucking shirt. And you have to have at least 25 dragons.
You have 25 dragons.
Yeah.
They have a 25 dragon limit
when
you're at clubs.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, but, like, first of all, people meet at clubs, which is bananas to me. Like, people are falling in love from dry humping to Mambo Number 5. Wait, don't ask what club I was at.
What club are you going to?
Yeah, it was, what?
What, did they follow that up with Barbie Girl?
Yeah. I was at a club called Hostage.
Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't. I made that up. But doesn't that sound like a club name?
It does.
The clubs in L.A., it's like, that's the reason I don't even go to some of them, because they're all named after half the reasons you don't want to go, like, you
know, bite
or sweat or decision, crowded, mystery, cum on the toilet seat. Like, but The dance, like the I realize I have like four moves in my repertoire.
Uh-huh.
I have the robot.
Yeah.
Right? Which you can do at any time. Because mm-hmm. like, you can do it jokingly or you can do it to a song and actually try and to commit to it.
All good.
I've got.
There's Mambo.
Yeah, dude, great. I do the puppet. I do the puppet legs, which is kind of like where I like. Oh, like I'm a marionette. Almost.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Little yeah. Conan O'Brien. See, yeah, yeah. But see, but you're doing funny moves.
I've got getting jiggy with it.
That's a funny move, too.
Funny. Well, you see me do it, and you're okay. Like, that's a pretty...
I didn't know what level you got jiggy.
Dude, pull up getting jiggy, Dick, and I'll do it here in the fucking studio. And it made me think, yo, everyone asked, if you were stranded on a desert island with one food, what would it be? And for me, I'm like, all right, Doritos.
Con salsa!
Salsa. I'd be stranded with a bucket of salsa. But if you're stranded with one dance move, yeah. And like, there's a nightclub on this island, but you can only do one move the entire time, what would it be?
Oh, I might go with the Cabbage Patch.
Whoa.
I like the Cabbage Patch.
What is the Cabbage Patch? Is that where you're tucking your knee up?
No, you just kind of do the arms around in a circle like that, the double arms.
Yeah, how would you dance? So yeah. And this is the only song that plays on the at the club at the island.
Oh, the only song is getting jiggy with it? Oh, man. Bringing back the 90s.
Do you know the words to this? There was a point when I tried to memorize all the words because I was like, when they play this at a school dance, I'm going to recite.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance high pro, I know you know.
So Brad goes first and I'll go.
Joint hit, just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it, that's it. Now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in the eyes. I lost it.
Okay, I'll pick it up from here. Ready?
Okay.
Everybody looking at me, glancing at you. Get your kid to bench in the dick. Get with your fancy kid. Get your guitar like a Cuba guitar. Don't about it, Kareem Abdul, Jabbar, light it, then again,
Skyhook
goes in, yeah, it feel like full play, yo, my car goes infinite, ha-ha, figure with size on in it, getting figgy with it.
Con salsa, woo! I think that Will Smith's go-to move is the ha-ha.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's his thing.
Oh, he replaces ha-ha, like, when he feels himself getting ready to swear, and he's like, nah, I do this for kids. Ha-ha. That'll, like that.
I'm going to go ha-ha all up in your face. He's
dude, saying you know what he
swear
means.
Words. Exactly. I think that we should take a quick commercial break and have Will Smith take us out. When we come back, might play a little What Will Adam Believe.
We also might talk to a comedian friend of ours who's in the hospital trying to pass kidney stones.
Oh, yeah. Let's call him. Okay.
That's happening.
Quick commercial break. Right back with more about last night. Y'all, you don't stop in the winter order. Summertime. I mix it high, getting jiggy with them.
Bought something, gone into a store, picked up an item, and thought to yourself, I sure wish I could pay GoCast Network. Well, great, because now's your chance. Brothers and sisters, put your hands together for this great opportunity. Go to GoCastNetwork.com and click on the Amazon link. Buy your stuff from us at the GoCast Network Amazon link. Click it on. Click it on. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Click on the Amazon link. Click on the Amazon link. Click on the Amazon link and support the GoCast Network. That's all I got to say. Buy your stuff from us. Thank you.
Before you hit fast forward, listen to this.
It's the big hot rockin', nonstop, and less talkin', boss shockin', hit knockin', finger poppin', yankin', crankin', hiney spankin', wham bam, thank you, ma'am. 50,000 watt blowtorch of rock and roll! That is the Dick and Darren Show.
Dick and Darren downloaded 185 episodes. It's pretty good for you. You'll like it. Up in your ear hole.
On the GoCast Network.
What's up, guys? This is Danny Trejo. And I want to tell you about the best restaurant in Southern California, the Second Floor in Huntington Beach. The Second Floor is a one-of-a-kind tattoo and cutting-edge art bar. The food is amazing. Try our Rockin' Nachos, the Sliders, or the Monster Colossal Burgers, or my favorite, the Trejo's Taco. Second Floor, I'll see you there.
With About Last Night. Adam, you don't know this music, do you?
Oh, God.
This music right here, speaking of 90s wrestlers, this is the Ultimate Warrior. Woo!
Whoa.
He would come out and grab the ropes and shake them. Yeah. And by the way, if you never
Brad, you're doing a lot of things on this show today that I like want to wrap up and give as presents to people. Like, I want a mini Brad doll that when you take it out, it's just shaking wrestling ropes. And then it's you pull the string. Actually, we are figuring out a good amount of like catchphrases for you. Like if you when you make your Brad Williams doll, not if,
yeah.
when. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's
dude, good. Urkel had a doll. Why can't you have the first be the first dwarf with a
yeah. I could have a doll. Who doesn't want to cuddle up to me every night? You know what I'm saying? Pull a little string on his back and he just goes, Gonzasa! That'd be great.
Dude, by the way.
I'd buy that.
Yo, Skylar is so confused right now. Our buddy Skylar Stone is in the hospital trying to pass kidney stones.
Oh,
and I go,
so
hey, man.
Guy.
I go, I want to call. I want to talk to you in the hospital. You want to call on the podcast? He goes, Which podcast should I listen to? Wait, no, that was earlier. I'm confused. Call and talk and record it? I go, yes. He goes, it's just you and I or what? I go, and Brad. Ha, sure. I'm Loop, though. Loopy, on meds.
Perfect.
I go, calling you in 10. And he goes, I'm so confused. What is it you want to do right now?
Jesus. He's nuts. Skyler's our buddy, and he's actually doing a show with us on April 3rd. I'm doing a show in Fullerton. Well, we're all doing the show in Fullerton for Fullerton Cares, which is a charity that helps autism programs get into schools. We're doing that April 3rd at the Fox Theater in Fullerton. So
who's on that lineup?
Me, you, Skylar Stone, George Perez, and Carlos Mencia. So for me, my old boss, the band's getting back together.
Can't wait, man.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a great show. That's a new theater, right?
Well, it's an old theater, but they just renovated it. Like they were gonna knock it down, and then like they had like a bunch of hippies out there going, save the Fox Theater, and then they saved it. Now they're like, fuck it, now let's have midgets do stand up in it.
Now let me ask you this: should I not do this joke?
Which joke?
Here's a joke that I was thinking about.
Wait, I think Skylar's on the phone. How do I answer this?
Push the middle button.
Okay.
No, to put the headset.
A comedian.
Hello.
Hello?
Oh, Skylar Stone.
Skylar, what's up, buddy? It's Brad Williams and Adam Ray, and you're on right now on the About Last Night podcast.
Hell yeah, it's Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
And now, listeners, you would know Skylar from he had a show on Comedy Central called Con, and he was in a couple Super Bowl commercials. And
he's in a movie called Waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on Fox's
Undeclared. Were you in Undeclared too?
No.
Wait, I've been in L.A. since the 80s. No, I'm on Raising
Hope. Hey, weren't you on Empty Nest? Weren't you the funny neighbor for like 3 seasons?
Night Court. You were the ball
Skylar,
guy, right?
Didn't you create I Love Lucy?
Yeah.
Now, Skylar, you're in the hospital right now.
Yeah, I'm actually getting my. What's your name? Bernadette's doing my blood pressure right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Yo, Skylar, so you're passing a kidney stone or you have one? I don't even know what happens when you deal with what you're dealing with that's hospitalized.
Let me break it down for you, buddy.
Please.
All right,
what's going on inside
ago,
your penis?
Pass your penis, pass your balls.
Pass your penis, pass your balls.
I just quoted Adam Ray's sketch on his own podcast. So, by the way, I think I had given – I don't know how many views that video you did about penis and balls and Jay Leno. But, like, I promise you, like, 600 of the views is me.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, yeah, it was Jay Leno doing a PSA for burp farts.
And there was burp farts.
And I paid $500 to an animator to animate a digital like animation of showing a fart traveling through the body, and it goes like past your penis, past your balls, past your diaphragm, past your penis. Some people have two penises because it goes past a second penis.
Worth every penny,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, no, it was. So Skylar's.
I also love that you just like it's the most gay sketch ever. Like, all of a sudden, you have Brady Matthews like naked at the end for no reason. Like you turned Jay Leno into this just like gay freak show.
Yeah. Well, I want to make sure I could never get on his show.
So, mission. Of
course. Yeah. All right. So what's happening? Inside the hospital.
So I had some pain like a week ago, and so I came in here. And
right, thanks
like,
for coming by, Skylar. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. You're going to be on the show next Monday with Skylar Stone from. No, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I love that you're like asking me.
I'm sorry,
like,
man.
Okay,
go
boring.
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just came in like a week ago, and they told me to come back. And so, you know, once it gets really. Basically, they looked at me like, look, you know, when you get to like level 10, you know, come back. And so I came back, and I've been here for like 2 days. It's been a nightmare.
You're at level 10? You're at level 10? What do you mean it's been a nightmare? What kind of...
What
are you going through that's a nightmare? Are you going through pain, or are they trying to, like, prevent a disaster?
I have a kidney stone.
Jesus.
A rock is going through his cock right now.
Is that what it is?
That's what's happening, right?
It's that, but you know what's so funny? Like, once you get it, like, it literally creates a monster out of you. You become this crazy person. You start screaming. You literally look like the little girl in Exorcist. You start crawling around, like, the wall, the ceiling. And then when it comes out, it looks like a pebble of sand.
Dude.
So you're like, that little thing caused me that much pain. That's how all my ex-girlfriends look at me.
Wow.
It looks like a tiny little asteroid.
That was well played. Yo.
It literally looks like a little asteroid.
And it comes out of your urethra.
No, well, they blasted it. They put me under, and then they went through my urethra, and then they blasted it. You know, pass your balls. Pass your
Wait, so so it's out?
Yeah, it's out. So now I'm just, like, recovering.
Dude, did it hurt coming out? Did it hurt when it was in there? When did it hurt?
Oh, it hurts the whole time while it's in there. Yeah, absolutely. But they put you under, you know.
But some people don't get the preventative care like you. Some people just, like, wake up and they're like, wow, it really hurts to pee. And then they fucking.
Yeah.
And then they just fall down.
I'm in touch with my body. You know, I'm in tune with myself. So, you know, I pay attention. I listen to all my organs. But, yeah, no, I just went in, dude. And then they basically set you up, and then you go under. But, dude, they put me on this medicine that, like, made me really panicky beforehand. So, like, Nicole, my fiance, was walking with me. We're, like, going down the hallway. And, like, everything I saw was, like, a sign to me. And she was going, Skylar, you're losing your mind. Like, I was, like, praying with her, going, okay, I'm going under. Like, you know, so, like, something happens. You know,
Jesus.
To tell the kids I love them. You know, because my girl has kids. And all of a sudden I see this sign, and it says, if fire, use stairs. I go, Nicole, you see that sign right there? It says, if fire, I'm going to hell. I'm going to die. I'm going
Whoa.
To hell.
Like,
dude,
oh,
I was
man.
Losing
you
my
turned
mind.
Into Vince Vaughn right there, reading all the signs right there.
There's a fire, baby. That's what's going on right now. Because right now we got a situation.
We got a situation. There's a fire on the wall. There's a fire inside my cock. There's a fire inside my penis. There's a fire in my balls.
There's fire, baby. Yeah, we got the escalator. You know, pass your penis, pass your balls.
Dude, well, I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah, man. Feel better soon, because we got a big show next week at the Fox Theater. You, me, and Ray, and Carlos Mencia, and George Perez. We're gonna do a great show for help autism education, man. So we need you healthy.
I'll be healthy. I might come firing, you know, kidney stones at the audience. I might just start just whip it out and start shooting him.
Wow.
Hey, you know what, Gallagher? Go fuck yourself. Yeah. We don't have watermelons. We have kidney stones we're firing at the audience.
We have kidney stones passing through penises.
absolutely.
Well, dude, you're going to – and then we'll see you on April 8th. You're going to be on the show April 8th, Monday.
Yeah.
The following week after the show at the Fox Theater.
Yeah, because we
– I love that you just scheduled me. Like, you just scheduled me. I had no idea that I'm doing that. You just scheduled me live on the air right now.
Yep. That's what we do, so you can't back out.
So we'll see you April 8th. That works for you, so make sure it happens.
Yeah. Well, you're on a lot of drugs right now. They're going to put you back under, and you're going to wake up with two penises.
Two penises. Skylar, feel better soon, buddy, and we will see you next week. And, hang in there, and hopefully nothing else comes out of your penis.
Kisses, guys.
See you, bye.
All right, thanks, buddy. Skylar Stone, everybody. That was him. So in the hospital.
Yes.
You know what? We should start
technology,
doing,
huh?
We should start doing about last night visits hospitals to make kids feel better.
Do podcasts with
people
just
in the hospital.
Well, people that are like recovered, who've gone through something like that.
Sure.
Like, we're not going to interview cancer patients.
Or are we? They could laugh.
Here's the joke I wanted to ask you if it's appropriate to do at the autism benefit.
Okay, fire away.
So I do this joke where I say, I haven't done it in a while, but I say, going to the grocery store late at night stoned is sometimes a troubling situation. I do this whole thing about there being too many options, whatever, but I say, I hate being in the line at the grocery store because I always get peer pressured and bombarded with questions like, excuse me, sir, would you like to donate $2 to autism research?
Right.
I'm like, I totally would, sweetheart. But then I preface it with, I go to the grocery store and I go and I buy Pop-Tarts and Cool Whip so I can go home and dip some Pop-Tarts and some Cool Whip.
Because that's what you do.
Times are tough.
Because Adam Ray likes to party.
Because Adam Ray likes to party on a Tuesday night. I go, but then I get bombarded with questions like, excuse me, sir, would you like to donate $2 to autism research? I go, of course I would, sweetheart, but that wouldn't have enough for the Cool Whip. and I don't want to be rude, but I'm pretty sure I can't dip my Pop-Tarts in autism. I go, unless you can come up with some delicious.
I think you should do that. That's a great joke.
Really? Okay.
I love it.
Because Pop-Tarts and Cool Whip is autism.
Oh, we cannot leave on that.
we got to keep talking.
I cannot go out.
Quick, somebody play Will Smith.
See, that would have been way better.
Somebody get jiggy with it.
That would have been your punchline. Is you say that and you go, yeah, cause it's gonna get awesome. That's Will Smith telling a bad joke at an open mic night.
Yo, do you think? I want to ask you this real quick, and you can keep that in the background. You can maybe help me finish this. I've been watching a lot of basketball lately because the Sonics might be coming back,
and it's March Madness right now.
Yeah, March Madness. I've been watching old classic NBA games. Right?
Okay.
Do you do that? A lot of dudes sometimes do that, where they watch old games that you know the outcome to.
Well, that, and you get to rediscover players. Like, you go, holy shit, like, Magic Johnson was fucking amazing.
Was incredible. You know he was, but you actually get to watch his skill set.
I tell you what, Magic Johnson, you score more points than the other team, you might win the game.
Well, here's the thing. The Lakers and Celtics are playing, okay? The Lakers got Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard. That's pretty good. But I used to have AIDS. And the Celtics have Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett. So we'll wait and see what happens. What was my comparison to? Oh, that'd be like, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see. So that'd be like a waiter being like, so how's the burger? Well, it's got meat, lettuce, ketchup, tomatoes. How is it? Oh, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. What are you going to do to my burger, man? Yo, but so I've been watching all these old games, but it's like I know what's going to happen.
Sure.
And I was like, that's like watching a porn when you already know that the girl's going to get an abortion. Is that like pretty simple? Is that a good joke? I don't know. I feel like there's a good comparison to like.
That's a great joke.
Watching something that you know.
Oh my god. Right? That is awesome.
Okay.
That is a great fucking joke. You better tell that at the autism benefit too.
Wow.
Good luck.
All right, Dix, give us the wrap it up sign, or maybe that's his. Maybe that's your sign for abortion. I don't know. I haven't played charades with you yet, Dick. This is a home run call in Little League. And also the universal sign. If you're at a comedy show when there's a deaf translator and I say that joke, they're going to go like this for abortion.
He does the abortion
wrap
sign.
It up.
Oh, my God. Like a third base coach of life. You come home and he's just like, oh, he's giving the abortion sign. Wave him home. Wave him home.
Wave him home.
That's a coat hanger.
Oh my God. Depressing Dick.
Good thing we couldn't hear that on the mic.
I hope we could. But this has been, you
good
know
show.
What? Adam, I love guests.
Yeah,
I love when they come in, but it's fun just getting together with my buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Talking some shit, having some fun.
Hell yeah.
Making off-color abortion jokes.
Hey.
That's.
Oh, salsa.
Oh, salsa. Adam, plug your stuff.
Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. All my dates, AdamRayTV.com. We'll be at the Parlor Live in Seattle this Thursday through Saturday. And then I'll be at the Kansas City Improv in April. The Comedy Works in Denver in May.
You're going to love that.
And then Brad and I are at the Ice House and Flappers in April and May.
Yeah.
Check our calendars for those dates. And come to the shows, man, because Brad and I haven't done a show together. Dick, I'm sure you'll pop by.
Yeah. Pop by. Flappers in Burbank. I think it's April 13th, 14th, or 12th.
11th and 12th.
11th and 12th, yeah. 11th and 12th that Friday and Saturday. Check out all my dates, bradwilliamscomedy.com. Follow me on Twitter, at funnybrad. Rate the podcast.
Yes, please.
Give it stars, rate comments, tell your friends
positively.
About it.
Don't just, like, let's not tell them just to rate it. Like,
oh,
don't,
right, that's true.
Yeah, give us
just
good
go
ratings.
There, like, you know what? There's good abortion jokes and bad abortion jokes. They definitely sat on the bad abortion jokes.
Yeah.
Or, hey, if you love bad abortion jokes, listen to this podcast.
Yeah, no, let's
no, don't do that.
Yeah, don't tweet us anything about that.
But, please continue to listen, continue to tell your friends, and thank you for doing so. And for Adam Ray, I'm Brad Williams.
Hey, what about Will Smith?
What? And ha-ha! And that's Will Smith. This has been the About Last Night show. Please try to remember our names in the morning. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast. It's about last night.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Slicinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.